Actual test 2. 1. Those who feel money should not be used as a motivator say that children should be taught to work not for material things but for a motivation from within. They believe that parents should teach their children to feel successful, no matter how much money they have, and that money cannot be a thing to make them proud of their accomplishments. Parents who think money cannot be a way to motivate children also believe that children should learn their values or appreciated about themselves. Instead, they think other reward techniques should be used. These techniques might include praise, encouragement, taking them to the movie, etc. Two. Similarity theory states that familiar things are more liked than less familiar ones. We tend to like and be more attracted to those who have in common with us, and with whom we can relate. If you watch people at a party, you will see them instantly gravitate towards people who seem to be similar to themselves. I remember when I was walking in a foreign country, I was uncomfortable with the unfamiliar sights and sounds, so I tried to find someone from my own country and ran to the person. We could have been from opposite sides of the nation, but there was an immediate bond between us, all because we mutually stayed in an unfamiliar place at the same time. 3. What is poverty? Poverty is not having sufficient amounts of life's necessities, such as food, water, and health care. Many people think that the best way to help the poor in the world is to provide food for them. However, this actually could make things worse. Why? An ancient Chinese proverb says, "Give a man a fish, and he will eat for a day. Teach him how to fish, and he will eat for a lifetime." Supplying food to the poor without teaching them how to grow their own food will help them only for as long as the food lasts. However, if we can teach poor nations how to farm better and how to create stronger economies, and help them build schools to educate children, these benefits will last a lifetime. 4. Music invites us to make a choice. Unlike mathematics or science, music never limits us to only one correct answer. There are many different ways to perform a piece, as there are many musicians. The degree of freedom of expression may depend on the type of music, but even a relatively conservative type of music, such as classical music, welcomes different interpretations of the same piece. For the music listener, as well, there is a great deal of freedom. Each person is able to choose the groups, musicians, or composers which interest him or her most. These choices are often direct expressions of how they see themselves, and how they feel about their own lives. 5. The habit of social comparison begins early in life. In childhood, we learn that good performance is most frequently measured in relative terms. We're often being compared with the good manners of our siblings, the talents of our classmates, and even with the trophies that our parents earned as children. Consequently, we have been conditioned to want to learn where we stand in relation to others, and preferably, to learn that we are better off. As a result of this early conditioning, making social comparisons is unavoidable and inevitable. However, because there is always someone better off, wealthier, more talented, or more popular, those comparisons often make us feel bad rather than good. 6. Tony wants to major in economics at university, but he has one problem. He keeps failing the mathematics examination. I am an excellent student in all other subjects, so my consistent failure at math made me feel very stupid, he says. In fact, he stopped going to his mathematics class after a while because, he claims, I didn't like being reminded of what a fool I was. Last November, Tony had a test to find out if he had learning difficulties. He found that while his IQ is above average, his numerical ability is similar to that of an 11-year-old, because he has a disorder called dyscalculia. He was partly relieved to know the truth, because it explained a lot of difficulties he had in his daily life.